I'm going to cough because I had crackers before this. Hold on.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Happy bonus.
Happy bonus. Kathleen, you are recording from a different home, and I am recording while Dennis feeds the cats. So we're both getting some fun ambient noise.
Yeah, I'm house sitting for a couple of days up in Hudson Valley in New Paltz, New York. Ugh. And I'm in charge of 2 dogs, 1 cat, and 5 chickens.
What? You didn't tell me about the animals?
Yeah, there's so many wonderful animals here. And I get to put the chickens to bed and wake them up in the morning, which is really fun.
Okay, so is this a friend of yours?
It is an aunt and uncle of my husband's.
Okay, what's the process of putting chickens to bed?
You literally open a door for them to go into the fenced-in coop. And then at night, they put themselves back into the closed off sleeping area. And then you just go in and close the door. That's it.
That's so cute. Oh, I want chickens.
But, I've never owned a dog in my life. We didn't have one growing up. We always had cats. Mm. And so now that I'm watching 2 puppies, 2 doggies, they slept in bed with me last night. I had 2 dogs and the cat were in bed with me last night. It was pretty amazing.
Kathleen, dogs are unbelievable.
I know.
What kind of dogs are they?
A yellow one and a black one.
Okay.
They're big. They're big. You know, they're
so probably like labs, probably.
One's a lab and then one might be a golden retriever and one might be a chocolate lab, but mixed. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Well, they're friendly. So we're going to do an advice email today, but I do have to admit something really quickly to you.
Yes.
That is maybe the most ridiculous thing I've ever done in a relationship. So one of the issues that Dennis and I have come upon is that Dennis has a very... he has a trigger startle reflex. He's easily startled.
Oh, okay.
And part of it, I think a big part of it is that he wears glasses and so he doesn't have great peripheral vision.
I understand that.
And I am so used to living in an apartment where I'm on an upper floor. And so I walk, instead of walking normally heel, toe, I walk toe, heel like a ballerina.
Yeah, you like a dancer.
Yeah, because I don't want to make noise for my neighbors below. So I tend to not make any noise when I'm moving about the cabin. And so there's been so many issues where I've walked up to Dennis thinking he sees me and I've asked him a question and he jumps and screams because he didn't see me coming. And it is shocking and it hurts his chest.
Is he in the hospital? Did he have a heart attack?
No, thank God he didn't. But I would like to...
I'm just checking.
So I bought a bell for myself.
No, you didn't.
I bought a ring.
No, you didn't.
That has little bells that hang off of it to wear when he's around because he's so easily startled that I have to wear a bell.
You know, a very long time ago, I had neighbors who did that with their child.
I mean, it's a really good idea. It's a great idea.
So now you know what, Bethany? I commend you because I imagine it's kind of annoying to wear that bell. Does it drive you absolutely bonkers?
So it came in the mail over the weekend. So I've only been wearing it just this afternoon since I got it.
Yeah.
And it is so annoying. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to wear it, but
tomorrow will probably be your last day. I predict that bell lasts less than 24 hours.
Do you remember the commercial when I think it was Secret deodorant was telling all women that our underarms were ugly and they had women wear bell bracelets to remind them how often they moved their bodies?
Oh, God.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't, but it makes me want to punch a hole through a wall.
Yeah. It's basically I'm basically wearing that as just a ring with a bunch of little bells hanging off of it. It's actually meant for belly dancers. And so we'll see how it goes. But now Dennis will be able to hear me coming. And hopefully it will save our relationship.
Dennis needs to get his ears checked. Doesn't he have other spidey senses that lets him know you're coming? Maybe you should just start wearing a lot of perfume so he can smell you coming instead.
Maybe. We'll trigger his olfactory senses. So let's get into this. Let's get into this advice email. It's a little bit longer, but whatever.
It is juicy, juicy, juicy.
But it's juicy. So her name is, she wants to be called, I believe, Persephone. Is that right?
You know what, Beth? I don't know if I have the capacity to say Persephone today. I've had a whiskey cocktail. And like, can we call her something simpler? Just like Adele. Let's call her Adele.
We'll call her Adele.
Thank you.
And you told me before we got on that you had a whiskey slushy, yeah, but you slurred it all together because you had a whiskey slushy. Okay, so we'll just trade off and on. How's that? Like in grade school where everyone reads a paragraph?
Yeah, why don't you start?
Okay, so she says some lovely things at the beginning. And then she says, call me Persephone, but we'll call her Adele, because my boyfriend and I listen to you in the car sometimes. And if this airs, I have no choice but to talk out loud about my issue. So Adele says, I'm in my late 20s and he is in his late 30s, her boyfriend. Kids are not an issue because we love cats and my tubes are tied.
Wow.
Okay. All right. And she says, personal info, I'm 29. He's 38. I have decently bad anxiety, but I have it under control. And my boyfriend is called Teflon because nothing bothers him and everything just seems to slide right off his shoulders.
Ah.
Do you want to?
Okay. She continues, we have been together for 4 years. We also dated 10 months prior to making our relationship official. And over the last 4 years, did I say 10 years before? Four years. Okay. And over the last 4 years, we've been pretty happy on both ends. The topic of marriage has been casually and randomly mentioned on both sides, but we have very different views on getting married. My view is that marriage is like having a best friend for life, someone to grow old with, sharing my life with, and love until I'm wrinkled, until the end, in quotes, end of my days. My mom has been through 2 divorces and a foreclosure, so I've definitely seen how a bad marriage can hurt someone in many ways.
His view is more on the financial side. He knows that once you're married, your credit scores kind of meld, and he sees the business side more than I do. His parents have a good marriage, but his brother and best friend have bad ones, so he has firsthand seen what they can do to people. He doesn't really care about he doesn't really care about marriage either way, and he hates to live his life the way society expects, like date, college, marriage, house, kids.
We've discussed marriage before, and I get where he's coming from, and I waffle between wanting to get married and not. My end goal is to have a life partner, not necessarily to get married, but I'm not going to lie, I love that idea. We share the same values, religion, and our families like each other. I made the comment once, because you don't want to marry me, and all he did was smirk and say, no comment, back to me. That happened once, but I couldn't really read his face to see if he meant it.
He's insanely close with his amazing Spanish family, and they've done nothing but open me into their homes with love, hugs, and the best food I could ask for. I'm not close with my family because most of them are just mean people to me, and part of me feels like I'm just not enough somehow, even though he's been nothing but incredible to me. Also, with the marriage things, we've both been in long-term relationships before, but this is the longest one either of us have had. He told me that if he just got married to any one of the long-terms, he'd be divorced by now. And I mean, same here, but it still hurts that he's comparing our relationship to ones he and his exes have had.
I know my feelings are incredibly jumbled and aren't really getting better as time goes by. I don't like ultimatums because they never work out. And if I have to give him one to be with me, it's not worth it. At the same time, this makes me feel really disposable. Like, he loves the idea that he can just up and leave me whenever he wants to. And yes, I know that can happen even in marriage too. If I try to picture myself with someone else or picture him walking out, it really hurts and I cry. Not all the time, but a decent amount. I don't like feeling like a placeholder until he finds someone better. I know it's silly, but I can picture us living in a nice double wide in the forest, raising chickens, living on solar energy and just off the land, relying on each other for love, or even in a house with woods in our yard. We've talked together about getting away from our state, but it's all just wistful talking so far.
Girls, I don't know how to even say this to him. It would break my heart if he said he doesn't want us or he doesn't know if he sees us for forever at this point, but it sucks being an anxious mess. What do, she says. Wow, I have a lot of thoughts, but like they're not on one side or the other. Do you have immediate thoughts, Kathleen, about this?
After 4 years, if getting married was at the top of my list and the person I was with said he wasn't sure about marrying me, I would peace out.
Yeah. I would want Adele to first and foremost answer a question and remind me if she already answered it and I just didn't process it. I would want to know why Adele, do you want to get married? And I'm not asking that as like a challenge. I'm asking that because I think it's important for someone who is in this position to really decide, why is marriage important for you?
Yeah.
Because it's clearly not important for them.
Well, she said that she feels disposable, that he won't marry her, and she really does want to marry him, and she wants someone to grow old with. And she did. She mentioned that, you know, you can grow old with someone even if you're not married, but mm-hmm. it's still not as permanent. And I think that's what she's trying to get at.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, there is the public announcement of I choose to commit to you.
Yeah.
Which I think is lovely and wonderful.
You know, she talks a little bit about the financial issues, you know, like the melding of the finances and the melding of the credit scores, which is all true. And sometimes people don't get officially married if one person has really terrible financial history and their credit score is shit, because you marry their finances like you marry their family, you know?
Yeah. No, it's true.
Like,
it's
I understand true. That. I wonder what each of their financial situations are, because she says that her boyfriend, for him, he really sees the business side of this. So is she withholding information from us that her credit score is terrible and she's in a lot of debt and stuff like that? I don't know.
That's possible. I also wonder if a big part of it is that his family is so great and her family is not. You know, it has to be really wonderful to feel welcomed by this family environment that you never really had. So I wonder if the fear of walking away from the relationship is also the fear of losing that family. And a ding against him is, if he's Teflon and things really don't seem to get to him, this probably isn't going to be the only time in your future that you feel strongly about something and he's being noncommittal.
Yeah.
Because if he just isn't really bothered by anything, that, you know, I mean, you want to be with someone who...
Yeah.
I don't know. Not being bothered by things is not a negative, but you also want someone who's going to be willing to see your viewpoint and be willing to honor that you have feelings about stuff, you know?
What would you do in a dull situation?
You know, if getting married to me was a really big priority for good reasons, like the reasons you listed, Kathleen, are good reasons, more than like, I just want a wedding, I want a party. Like, you can throw your own party.
Yeah.
But if it's really to like make that commitment publicly to someone, I wouldn't want to marry someone who wasn't psyched about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd always wonder, are we just married because I bullied them into it enough that I wore them down?
Yes.
And what about you?
At this point, after 4 years together, if you don't want to marry me, that says something.
Yeah.
It does feel disposable. I would feel disposable, just like Adele mentioned. I would feel like at any point he could walk out. There's no legal ties, you know, to keeping them together. And there is a 10-year age difference between them. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I think love comes in all ages and shapes and sizes and colors. Mm-hmm. But that would be a red flag for me.
Yeah.
Enough red flags would make me peace out.
Yeah. I think you're right. I forgot about the age gap.
Yeah.
Like, again, 10 years isn't that much. But if you're having an issue like this and you're the younger one, like, you're not going to want marriage less as time goes on. Mm-hmm. But he's already 10 years ahead of you of not wanting marriage. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also mentioned that his brother and his best friend are in bad marriages / going through divorces. And maybe he wants to stay single so he can go out with the boys. Like, that's something that occurred to me.
Yeah, I don't think you're necessarily wrong. I would say, Adele, maybe it's time to find the person who has the same goals that you have for the relationship. Mm-hmm. And feeling disposable sucks, and you do deserve more than that, for sure.
100%.
Even if it's not his intention to make you feel that way, it's how you feel.
And maybe he just doesn't want the hoopla of a big wedding. Maybe suggest to him that you just go to the courthouse and get married, or just get married in the backyard, you know, something very small.
Yeah.
But you need to protect yourself, Adele, because if you guys ever buy anything together, or, you know, assets are really hard to figure out if you're not married. When you're married, you're legally entitled to certain things. And if you're not, you're not entitled to anything. And if you've been together for this long and living together for this long, like, you know, I would leave. If I were her, I'd peace out.
You would peace out now.
I would give him an ultimatum and then I'd peace out.
I mean, Would you have another conversation with him and try to really get to the bottom of why he feels certain ways? Yeah. Or would you be like, nope, I know enough?
No, I would get to the bottom of it. I'd okay. say, listen, this is top of my priority list. And if it's not for you, then I think we need to rethink things.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen, when we were asked if we would help promote a new podcast, I was really excited because I really love the idea for it. And I was hoping that there were already a bunch of episodes out so I could binge it. But that's what they mean by new podcast. And it is called Ruined. It's a new horror movie podcast. And I cannot wait to listen to this thing. It's going to be amazing.
If these two women are not our new podcast best friends, I'm going to be very upset.
Same.
Because a horror movie podcast is exactly what I've been searching for in my life.
So here's what Ruined is about. It's a new horror movie podcast hosted by Hallie Kiefer and Allison Leiby, where Hallie, who is a horror movie aficionado, quote unquote, ruins horror movies for her friend Allison because Allison is too afraid to watch them herself, but Allison also wants to know every detail about the plot.
They're geniuses. The show includes fun segments where Hallie asks Allison to guess the twist or what would you do? And at the end of every episode, they weigh in on whether scaredy cats can actually watch the movie scream-free or if they are right to skip the scaries altogether and head right to the Wikipedia description for the spoilers, which is what I do in the middle of watching a movie anyway.
That's what I had to do for the Hostel movies. I was like, I don't want to watch them, but I definitely want to read about them. So if you love horror movies, or if you're just way too afraid to watch them, or if you're just a film nerd, this is the podcast for you.
The first three episodes are available right now, and they're talking about The Ring, The Babadook, and Candyman.
Do you remember when I drew a picture of the Babadook and then I put it in one of my niece's coloring books and she'll find it someday? And it'll traumatize her.
You know, Babadook was the first horror movie that you ever got me to watch. And then I got hooked from there.
Ah, welcome to the family.
Yep.
So make sure to check out Ruined wherever you get your podcasts. We're already fans and we haven't even listened to it yet.
Bethany, you said that you and Dennis maybe will never get married, mm-hmm. but marriage is not a top priority for you two. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, neither of us, both of us have been in such examples of bad relationships before that, and it's not even that we're like hoping we want an easy out. It's not that at all. I think it's just there are so many other things that we want to accomplish together, and just marriage isn't one of them. We're not, I don't think either of us are against it. Dennis, yeah. Are you against marriage?
No, it's not for me.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, he said it's just not for him. And I don't know. And if it is for me and it suddenly becomes a priority, I'm definitely going to talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, go get Dennis right now. Let's ask him a question.
Dennis, Kathleen is requesting your presence.
Here I come.
Will you join us in the Kitchen Studio NYC, please?
Yes, let me just comb my hair really quick.
Okay, he has to comb his hair really quickly.
Oh, no, but we're... Dennis, we're not recording this on video. Who cares?
No, he's been putting many liniments and oils in his hair, and so okay. He has to just like...
Well, will you ask Dennis this? If marriage became a priority for you, Bethany...
I gotta get rid of my gum.
Okay, hold on. Dennis, could you take a little longer?
Hold on, I have to give you a massage.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay, here, put this earbud in so you can hear Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, dentist. How are you?
I can't hear you. Hold on. Oh, this earbud is terrible.
I don't know. I'm doing my best.
This is why we can't get married. It's just terrible earbuds.
Can you hear her at all?
I can't
hear anything. Hey, dentist. Dentist, can you hear me?
No, he can't hear you.
Dentist.
Okay, hold on a second. Here, try these on.
Okay. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, can you hear me, dentist?
Yes, I can.
Yay. Okay, I have a question for you. If marriage became a priority for Bethany, mm-hmm. would you change your mind?
I think we'd have to talk about it. You know, I think it would be like, well... Are we at an impasse in our relationship, or is this something that I could actually do with you? Mm-hmm. And is it something that we could, you know, both mutually agree on?
Yeah.
I mean, if it was kids, I would say we're done.
Yeah. Same yeah. though.
like marriage is like, okay, I just like, I know all the legalities of it. And, mm-hmm. and if you want to get out of it, it's very hard and mm-hmm. it's really painful and traumatizing and awful. So, yeah. like, I feel that it's something that you really have to think about when you do it.
Yeah. Okay. So, you wouldn't say to Bethany, if she changed her mind on marriage, you wouldn't be like, okay, peace out. I'm done.
No. I think we would talk about it. We would. Yeah. We've been working too hard on this relationship.
Yeah.
To just be like, for me to just be like, nah, fucking peace out.
Because I also think that marriage changes things less than children do.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like if you're married, it's still just the two of you.
Yeah.
Like more things are tangled up, but it's not as vastly different as if you suddenly had a brood.
Yeah.
Except for all the affairs I'd be having.
All of the affairs, which is another, and then I would leave.
I think that Adele's answer is in what Dennis just said, that because Bethany, you are important enough to him, he would be willing to put that option on the table if it became important to you. And to me, from this email, it seems like Adele's boyfriend, it's not on the table for him, even though it's important to her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know this whole story, but if he was straight up with Adele, like I was straight up with Bethany when I said at the beginning of the relationship, kids are a deal breaker. And she was like, good, for me too. I was like, great. You know, it caused problems in my past relationships. And I realized I was a non-breeder in my last relationship. And that caused...
I love that term, non-breeder.
Yeah. It's good, right? It's better than like, I don't want to have fucking kids.
Yeah. And I guess if you're gluten-free too, you could be a non-breader.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. Yes, yes.
I'm so funny.
I could be a non-breader for a day.
By the way, I can't hear what Kathleen is saying, so I'm literally just reading her lips, but I missed that last comment. But I do see that you're just laughing. So I'm excited to hear this episode later.
Yes, it's very good. I can't wait for you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
What I was going to say was, is if he was straight up with her from the beginning and was like, you know, marriage is a deal breaker, I think that that's something that is on him, and he really should have thought about that before getting entangled into a relationship. And that I mean, not just him, but that's something you really got to discuss as a couple, like straight up. Like, how do you feel about marriage?
Yeah.
I don't want it. Oh, okay. Well, maybe this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
But also, if he was straight up from the beginning and said he didn't want to get married from day one, you know, Adele needs to take him at his word, too. I think that we get into trouble, and I don't know if she's done this, but we get into trouble when we try to assume that the other person's going to change their mind over time and then get upset when they don't. And I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, you absolutely shouldn't. You should definitely take someone's word when they're like, I don't want this. So again, it's not just like a couple's thing. I mean, it's not just an individual thing. It's a thing within the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like that's a couple's conversation that needs to be had. It's not like his fault or her fault. Mm-hmm. That should have been discussed
a long time ago,
pretty early on with both of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she was only 24 when they started dating and he was 34. So maybe they weren't even thinking of that. But I love that idea of taking someone at their word. So if he tells you once, I don't ever want to get married ever, take him at his word, because chances are that you're never going to change it.
Right. That's why I struggle really inherently with the movie Four Christmases, because Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn are both like, we don't want to have children. And, you know, and then the halfway through, she really decides she does want children. And then he also decides he wants children. That's not realistic.
No. And also, I love that your whole life philosophies are always based on weird Christmas movies. Okay, I'm going back to Pokemon. Bye.
Gotta catch them all.
Bye. See you later, dentist.
I'm so proud of him. He has been catching them all. So I hope, I don't know. Was that helpful? Is that helpful for Adele?
I hope that was helpful. You know what? I will say this. Adele, if you think that marriage doesn't change anything and that if you just stay together, it'll be the exact same as getting married, that's false.
What changes? Because you're married and I'm not. What changed for you when you and Neil went from being boyfriend, girlfriend to being married?
It's hard to describe, but there is a certain partnership that feels more unbreakable than it does when you're not married.
Interesting.
And I know it's different for everybody. And some people get married, you know, at a chapel on a drunken night. And I imagine that that partnership might not feel as unbreakable as, you know, like a marriage where they were engaged for a long period of time leading up to it. I mean, I know it's different for everybody, but at least for me, once we were married, it felt like, okay, we're a team and there's no you or me. Like everything we do together for one another. Type thing.
That's interesting. And it probably is because the stakes are higher if we decide to give up on this.
Yeah.
And
of course,
the stakes are high emotionally if you decide to leave a relationship. And, you know, 4 years and 10 months is a long time. But you're right. The stakes are lower and there's probably something safe about that.
Yes.
For her partner.
Oh, Adele, keep us updated. Let us know what you decide to do, if you have this conversation and what he says. Because if he says he never wants to get married, I have a very cute brother. Where do you live, Adele?
Yeah, our hot bird is very hot.
No, no, ew, no.
I know you agreed. No, I have it on tape. And by the way, Adele, you mentioned that you have anxiety. If you do end up making a decision for the breakup, make sure that you have people in place to sort of help you through it with keeping your anxiety at bay.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to make a good choice just because your anxiety is scared about it.
And if you decide to leave, maybe set up a support system, like a way where you can kind of make a clean break without double guessing your decision, you know, people you can stay with for an extended period of time. I always think that's really helpful when you're trying to make a major life decision.
Totally. But we hope that you're okay and please keep us posted. And you and your boyfriend are both probably very lovely people. We don't want to, you know, come down on one side or the other or try to make anyone seem not great. I'm sure Teflon is lovely. You're dating him for a reason. He's a total cutie in the picture.
Yeah.
You're a bombshell. So, you know, life is going to be okay for both of you. And just hang in there. Just do the thing that's best for you, first and foremost.
Leave him. Just leave him.
Kathleen, you can't just tell someone to leave someone.
No, just leave him.
You can't just ask why someone is white.
Girl, you're still young. You're still young. Just leave him.
And she's like rocking this gorgeous green eyeshadow. Like, not many people can pull off green eyeshadow, but it seems it suits her so well.
But what I want to know is, she's very young. What doctor tied her tubes? Because not many doctors will do that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Is it a health issue? Maybe a health issue.
Yeah. Or that's true. I'm really curious. Can you email us about that too, if you're willing to share?
Because I'm kind of curious about that.
Because I don't want to pry. You
know? We're actively prying on a podcast that reaches millions of people.
Yeah.
Okay. We send love. We send love to you too. We also send love to you, gentle listener. We hope that you're in a relationship that is good for you. And if not,
leave them.
Kathleen wants you to dump them.
Yeah, peace out. Come stay with me. I'll set you up. I'll help you build a new life. I have a brother too, if you're interested in brothers.
And Kathleen will teach you how to put chickens to sleep. Not like the bad kind of sleep, just like the tuck them in at night. Oh, God. Hold on a second. Bethany here. Okay, I'm recording this after the entire episode has been finished and edited. But I have to add this. Our editor, Charlotte, had a pretty legit take on Adele's email and problem. So I just wanted to share that with you right now. Charlotte wrote, "Ugh, men who shit on conventional or societal mandates like marriage, etc., and lean on this as an excuse not to marry their long-term girlfriends are gaslighting their girlfriends for wanting love and gestures of faith and security. This girl knows it. This dude might be lovely, but he's being cowardly and cruel." So, Kathleen and I thought that was a really good point that Charlotte brought up. Don't let yourself feel shamed for wanting things like faith and security and gestures of love. And you deserve to find someone who feels the exact same way. That's all.